A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104 Louise with you till 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by dating columnist and relationship coach Ariana Dunn. Hello, how are you?
Hi Louise, how are you? I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us again. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I know there's a lot of people in worse off situations between homeschooling and people being out of work and being a bit frustrated with what's going on. So I'm fortunate in a position. I'm still working and I don't have kids to to drive me mad. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to stay positive and look forward to when this is all over, as I'm sure many of the listeners are tonight as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's Valentine's Day, the day of love, as they say.
Happy Valentine's, everybody.
Valentine's.
Or I've been celebrating Galentine's today.
Yes, I like that idea. Because the last time we were talking to you, it was all about your relationship.
Yes. Yes, well, there is no relationship still. COVID has definitely put pay to that. So I'm celebrating the love of my friends and family today. And that's enough for me. But it's been difficult, as I'm sure anyone who is single out there or even people who are in relationships knows. It's been a difficult time through COVID. I know that a lot of people are restricted, you know, in terms of the 5K. Someone said to me recently, you never know, the person that you meant to meet might be within your 5K. And I thought, oh God, I hope not. How tragic would that be if they were under my nose all this time? But it's just extremely difficult to go out and meet people at the moment. I've had a couple of dates over the last while and it's been sort of a walk in the park, you know, here or there. No alcohol to kind of like loosen you up and make you kind of relax into the situation as we would normally have. But then again, you know, Louise, I've heard of a few people who have COVID relationships and who have met in lockdown and are, you know, in very serious relationships now because of how much quicker their relationships have speeded up in lockdown, you know.
So it's true, because I suppose we do still have dating apps, although I don't like them and I'm not very good at them. We do have them as an option at the moment, don't we? But would you recommend it at this time?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And rather unfortunately for me, at the beginning of last year, I sort of made a pledge that I would come off the apps. And I think I mentioned that the last time that I was on, and try to look for alternative ways to meet people, whether it be, going and joining hiking groups or doing tag rugby or, you know, attending different kind of events and things like that, and just being open to that possibility of meeting someone out and about. And then obviously COVID hit and took all of that away. So yeah, a lot of people are using the same old Tinders, there's Bumble, Hinge, and there's now even Facebook dating. So, you know, Zuckerberg has gotten into it. I saw actually that Bumble floated on the IPO just on the weekend gone, the first and the youngest female CEO who owns Bumble, and it's worth $240 billion or something crazy like that. So there's certainly a lot of money being made in the dating app scene at the moment.
And Bumble is the one where the girl has to make the first move, is that right?
Yeah, so what's interesting about this being the first female youngest CEO to float a company is 70% of the people working on the board are also women. And the app was basically, the CEO was ex Tinder, and she set up Bumble as a way for women to be able to make the first move. So it was kind of putting a bit more of the control and power in women's hands. So eventually, if you swipe right on someone that you find attractive and you like their picture and you can swipe on them, if you are then a match on Bumble, you have 24 hours to contact the person and they have 24 hours to reply. And then after that, they disappear.
Oh, wow. So, they fall off into the ether somewhere.
They fall off into the, yeah, exactly, the ghosts of dating app past. So it's just an interesting, there's lots of different types of apps that all are a bit gimmicky, just to try and find different ways of enticing people into it. But I think people now are using it as an outlet to kind of chat to people. Some people are doing Zoom dating,
yes.
Which wasn't for me now, I have to say, but, you know, having a Zoom date for the first time with someone that you haven't met, although if it's not going well, you can just claim the Wi-Fi dropped or something like that.
Losing your beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, exactly. My laptop died. Sorry about that. And yeah, you know, it was funny. I actually went on a couple of dates when the second lockdown had lifted, and it was when we had a 90-minute time to eat in the restaurants.
Yes.
I remember thinking that was really good because the date wasn't going so well, but we had to leave after 90 minutes, so that was kind of handy. You know, to be like, oh, we have to go home now.
Whoops, what a shame.
Yeah.
But how should, I suppose, somebody who happens to start dating at the moment navigate it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard enough to meet people and to start dating people and to have those first few initial kind of conversations and chats. I think, as I say, I know quite a few people who are in relationships because they've actually gotten to know a person much better in this time that they've kind of been texting or, you know, having phone calls, which were really kind of a thing of the past before, but people are actually talking on the phone to each other now, or, you know, having video calls, video chats. And, you know, some people are in different ends of the country and they are, you know, being able to find out a lot more information and taking things at a much slower pace. I think pre-COVID, people are a lot quick to just kind of jump into bed with each other or, you know, very quickly speed things up by kind of meeting out in bars and restaurants and things like that. Whereas now it's definitely giving people a chance to maybe rediscover romance a little bit and get to know people a little bit more. It's also speeded up kind of relationships. I mean, I actually met someone very briefly last year and we were dating for about a month, but we met just before we met out in a bar and then, you know, via a dating app, we had our first date in a bar, and then like the next day they closed all the bars again. So but it was funny because, you know, we liked each other and so we would meet up, but it was suddenly we were going to Lidl and buying food together and, you know, watching Netflix and, you know, kind of like being a real couple very quickly, which you would never normally do in normal situations. And I think that's happening a lot. A lot of people's relationships have speeded up. I know a lot of people who were only dating, you know, a couple of weeks before lockdown hit, and some of the people even moved in with each other because they didn't want
to
be apart in lockdown.
Like, that must be a hard one to work around when you don't know the person overly well and suddenly you're living with them, sharing everything with them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, for a lot of people, it worked out. I know a friend of mine was in that situation and she's very happy with her new partner who she literally met in lockdown, and they live together now, you know. And I know a lot of people also who were in long-term relationships who were not living together, you know, and who probably wanted to be together, and then, you know, it kind of forced that to happen as well, you know. So definitely, I think, you know, I'm a wedding celebrant as well. It's something that I do, and I definitely think we're going to see a huge surge in weddings and more weddings happening next year. I think a lot of people, you know, were forced, I suppose, together very quickly, and you know, in a lot of cases, it's working out. So,
and is there any tips you'd give to couples that were probably together before all this happened anyway, but are kind of, you know, I suppose, what is it, being irritated by each other, like by the smallest little thing? What tips would you give them? Maybe walk away, or
that is the opposite of, I suppose, what I said, that I do imagine there will be a lot more weddings. There will also probably be a lot more divorces. I think there's also going to be a lot of babies, and I was seeing that as well. But yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of divorces and a lot of breakups, because I think people were forced and forced to be together. And obviously, you know, we've seen some terrible numbers in relation to domestic abuse and situations like that. And, you know, it's not to make light of the situation, but, you know, in a lot of cases, people are, you know, really being tested by their partners, being cooped up together. And a lot of people are having to work from home and share spaces and, you know, homeschool children. And, you know, it's definitely a pressure cooker of a situation. So, yeah, in terms of, you know, being a relationship coach and helping people to kind of navigate those waters, it is just about making sure that you take some time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That you get out as much as possible into some fresh air, and that you have your alone time with your partner, that you have alone time with your children if you have it as well, that you know you have you kind of have to set a time, those sides, those times in your diary every week, and make sure that you, because it's very blended at the moment with everybody working from home, or a lot of people working from home, life has become quite blended now, and so people aren't really taking the time that they need in terms of dividing up and compartmentalizing their work with their relationships.
So
just being aware of that and making sure that you put in that special time to have, as well as really importantly, having that time for yourself. And I suppose the only thing that we can do at the moment is get out in nature.
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk, but also talking to people as well. I think we were all very good at the beginning of lockdown to having our Zoom calls and picking up the phone and having chats with people. And I think that's definitely fallen away a little bit. I think people feel like they don't really have anything to say or anything to talk about. But I think that can cause more pressure on people when they're not having that outlet in terms of talking to people as well.
So give yourself time, find yourself, like even half an hour a day or whatever, give yourself that time to read a book or watch something or
take yourself
out of it.
Exactly. It's just about self-care and self-talk. It's a lot of things that I talk about with my clients that I have as a coach and as a relationship coach is just, you know, being positive to yourself instead of expecting. I think a lot of people in relationships put a lot of expectation onto their partner to make them happy when, you know, really it should be about what can you do to make yourself happy and what can you do to speak positively to and about yourself, which helps.
And you're so right, because I think that probably is what causes rows as well, because you're expecting them to help you do something that you haven't even asked them to do. You kind of just assume that they know that you want to do it or need to have it done instead of going, can you help me with this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this all sounds very like simple, but I think sometimes the simplest things are just that. And, you know, I think sometimes when we are getting so bogged down with the day-to-day running of our lives, we can forget almost about the simple things. And and it's just a matter of taking that step back. And, you know, obviously, if you're in a relationship and you really aren't happy and it's exposed things in your relationship that maybe would have taken longer to come to the forefront, then sometimes that's a good thing as well, you know, and for you to be able to reassess and assess and try to, a lot of people are kind of using COVID as a time for introspection and kind of seeing how happy they are with their lives. And, you know, we're all looking at ways and we can make changes as well.
So
that's why I've been very busy at the moment. I have a lot of coaching clients because the people are coming to me sort of saying I'm at this crossroads and I'm, you know, wanting to make a change. So it can be looked at as a positive time. And I think we're all in a state of change at the moment, which maybe will lead to good things for us all.
Absolutely. So how can people keep up to date what you're up to?
Well, I have I had a dating column in Stellar magazine, as you know. I actually finished that last month, sadly, because I just find it very difficult to write a dating column in a pandemic. I had been writing for them for 2 years and I absolutely loved it. But I also now have a coaching column with Irish Country Magazine, which is out. Our March-April edition is coming out now next week. Mm-hmm. So I have a coaching column in that. And then I have my website, arianadunn.com, if anyone is interested in getting in touch for anything that I might be able to help with. But yeah, I just, you know, it's a difficult time out there for everyone, mm-hmm. But it can also be a happy time as well, depending on the spin you look on it. It's good to be single. It's nice to be single in this time. You know, I'm going to just look forward to a time when the bars open back up and life can return to normal in some capacity.
Absolutely. We're all willing it to happen, I think, at this stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Arianna.
No problem. Thanks a million. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a good one.
Bye.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.